Dictation for Colleen, C-O-L-L-I, excuse me, Colleen is C-O-L-L-E-E-N. Nickerson, October 1251, address as a letter, Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, follow-up for Colleen. Progressive renal failure, last visit September. Complaining of feeling tired, muscle cramps day and night, but not physically activity related. She is on potassium pills, which is not helping. Weight, appetite is stable, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has frequency nocturia every 3 hours, but no cloudiness or blood. Denies incontinence. Takes no diuretics, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Has not required any oxygen, review system negative, medication list review. Takes no blood pressure medications, has been on potassium replacement, no diuretics. On antidepressants. On letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E. Next paragraph, pressing weight 219, blood pressure by nurse 149.88, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, no major edema, non-focal. Chemistries, progressive rising creatinine. From June, creatinine 1.91, representing a GFR 27 at stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, magnesium, phosphorus, anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelet, there is relative iron deficiency, saturation 19 with a ferritin 44, recent normal thyroid studies. PTH has been normal. Elevated triglyceride. Other lipid profile appropriately. Diabetes 6.4. Previously, no monoclonal protein, no protein in the urine, no blood, no protein, white blood cells on dipstick. She's been treated for invasive low-level ductal carcinoma. This is from a year ago. Kidney ultrasound, small site on the right comparing to the left, but there was no obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Change documented within the last 1 year from a baseline GFR in the 50-57 to present level. Etiology is not clear. No activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. As indicated above, there was no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. No evidence for hypovolemia. There is anemia, but previously negative monoclonal protein, which is going to be retested. Always in the differential diagnosis for medication-induced interstitial nephritis. It will not always show with skin rash or peripheral eosinophilia. We will repeat urine analysis, including urine eosinophils. She's presently not symptomatic. We discuss about a renal biopsy. Blood test will be done in the next few weeks and making a decision based on that. Also discuss at length end of dictation,